Fluids are the lifeblood of our bodies, performing a multitude of essential functions. Among these fluids, blood stands out due to its vital roles in carrying nutrients and oxygen to cells and removing waste products. However, the journey of blood and the circulation of fluids in the body is a complex process that involves several systems, including the cardiovascular and lymphatic systems. To gain a deeper understanding of these processes, let's delve into the composition of blood, how it circulates, and the role of interstitial fluid. The journey of plasma, the fluid part of blood, begins as it moves through the capillary walls. Here, it becomes the interstitial fluid in the extracellular matrix, the space outside our cardiovascular vessels. This extracellular matrix, also referred to as the interstitial space, is the place where fluids interact with cell surfaces. They deliver nutrients, oxygen, and other essential resources, playing a crucial role in ensuring proper cellular operation. Comprising water, oxygen, ions, beneficial chemicals like hormones, and immune materials, interstitial fluid is present in all tissues of our body. The immune system, in its role as the body's defender, breaks down large molecules and foreign substances, processing them within the lymphatic system. Occasionally, toxic and foreign substances may not be immediately processed, remaining quarantined in tissues indefinitely. When it comes to circulation, our heart is the main engine, pumping blood through arteries that distribute it throughout the body. These arteries branch into different areas, including the head, abdomen, and extremities. They continue branching until they reach the cellular level, becoming capillaries. The blood flows through a series of valves based on the immediate needs of the cells. Plasma, the fluid part of blood, is forced out of capillaries, providing nourishment and resources to cells while red blood cells remain within the bloodstream. As plasma is pushed out of capillaries into the extracellular space, it becomes interstitial fluid. This fluid slowly passes through the proteoglycan gel and across cell surfaces, providing nourishment and supplies to cells. Fluid not utilized by cells is then removed by veins or lymphatic vessels. Negative fluid pressure creates suction into lymphatic capillaries. Interestingly, the inlet valves of these capillaries are connected to surrounding fascial fibers, enabling them to open wider when fluid volume and pressure increase, thus preventing edema. Unlike the cardiovascular system, the lymphatic system doesn't have an internal pump like the heart. Instead, it relies on muscle movement to propel fluid flow, which consequently reduces during periods of inactivity. Lymphatic vessels are equipped with valves designed to prevent fluid from moving backward due to gravity. Lymph nodes play a crucial role in the lymphatic system. These nodes consist of a series of sinuses where fluid is cleansed along the return route to the heart. Sinuses can become clogged if there is a restriction in fluid flow or if the nodes are overwhelmed with toxins. They clean fluids by breaking down toxins into smaller particles for processing. The largest clusters of lymph nodes are found in various locations, including behind the knees, at groin leg creases, armpits, face, neck, upper chest, and deep inside the abdomen. Finally, the lymphatic system empties into the subclavian vein behind the left collarbone. In conclusion, understanding the composition of blood, the circulation of fluids through the cardiovascular and lymphatic systems, and the role of interstitial fluid is essential for comprehending the body's intricate mechanisms. Familiarizing yourself with these processes will provide insights into how fluids nourish cells, the importance of lymphatic flow, and the vital role of blood in sustaining overall health.